Good morning, it's 7:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, the 76ers downed the Kings 119-111. The Pistons topped the Nets 122-111. The Heat edged the Knicks 98-96. And the Jazz ripped the Celtics 122-108 for their 16th victory in 17 games. In men's college basketball, Syracuse bested NC State 77-68. Pilot error has been determined to be the cause of a helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant and 8 others last year. The National Transportation Safety Board said poor visibility because of thick fog north of Los Angeles probably led pilot Arazabayan to become disoriented, but his decision to fly into it violated federal regulations. The NTSB says Zabayan thought he was climbing when the craft was actually plunging toward a Southern California hillside. In the NHL yesterday, the Panthers edged the Red Wings 2-1, the Lightning pounded the Predators 6-1, and the Golden Knights defeated the Ducks 5-4. Last night's Capitals-Flyers game was postponed due to COVID-19 issues with Philadelphia. It's the 34th game postponed so far this season. In tennis at the Australian Open, Serena Williams beat Serbia's Nina Stojanovic 6-3, 6-love, while two-time Wimbledon champion Petra Kvitova fell to Romania's Sorana Cristea 6-4, 1-6, 6-1. On the men's side, U.S. Open champion Dominic Thiem eased through a match with Dominic Kupfer 6-4, 6-love, 6-2, and top-seeded Novak Djokovic fended off a spirited challenge from Francis Tiafoe, beating the young American 6-3, 6-7, 7-6, 6-3 in 3.5 hours. In MLB news, infielder Jonathan Villar has reportedly agreed to a one-year, $3.55 million package with the Mets, and the league has updated its COVID-19 protocols. Players, on-field staff, and non-playing personnel who require access to ballparks must wear electronic tracing devices from the start of spring training or face discipline for violations. Lastly, in NFL news, longtime coach Marty Schottenheimer has died at 77. Schottenheimer was the 8th winningest coach in NFL history. He won 200 regular season games with Cleveland, Kansas City, Washington, and San Diego, thanks to his Marty Ball brand of smash-mouth football, but fell short in the playoffs. He was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2014 and moved to a hospice at the end of January. I'm Jesse King.